The views and opinions expressed by any hosts or guests of WJMS Radio do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to WJMS Radio or the show hosts whose words, advice, and or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
Tag, we out here, my whole team pulling all-nighters. Studio, pen and pad, one engineer, no ghostwriters. You know me, two thumbs, big smile, clean lay, big frames, got gang, special specs, that's crazy. So like snapbacks, my backpack, put cash back in my backpack, and more. Swag kinda drip from the pores, decor, never seen this in the stores, boy. Let me tell you, to be me is a task, but I'm stuck free in this rat race, and I make it look like a blast. Pray to God, I hope this pass, came a long way from my past, but my cosmic net's so filled up, I gotta be nice to talk trash. Pinky finger, evil laugh, scheming why they dreaming, knowing that purple cloud this evening, so every picture they catch me cheesing, so I say swerve, cause that's my word, cause I think I'm seeing in 3D, like I don't know where I am, so I'm wavy till they see me. Please don't adjust your TV, just check the volume and turn up, spit so gasoline, so every track bound to get burned up. In my zone, catch me in my zone, yeah I'm in my zone, yeah you can catch me in my zone, I'm in my zone, catch me in my zone, yeah I'm in my zone, yeah you can catch me in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, 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 I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, 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 I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, 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 I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone, I'm in my zone.
Chia, Philly, Jersey, Delaware, hello internet, hello Hogwarts, hello Wakanda, hello London. It is Wednesday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. Yet another We Out Here Wednesday. And if you're wondering where your girl is, because you know you're running around getting the last minute stuff right now and she ain't answering the phone, she tuned in, listen to your boy, Tommy Two Thumbs, aka the Bull with the lots of specs. On a We Out Here Radio show with my favorite co-host, Just Jam. What's love good, love? How you doing?
What's love good? How you doing? I'm good. I'm just playing. I'm good. I'm straight.
Leaning on. You know I got to have at least one little slip up in the intro. So.
Yeah, you was doing good for a second. I was like, oh, he's doing good. He's smooth with it. And then you messed up at the end and just threw the whole thing off. It's all good.
Leaving alone.
I'm just saying. Anyway, no, I'm straight. I'm good. I am happy to be here tonight. Phone number, folks, if you want to call in is 914. Whoa, what? Hey, all right. 914-619-5267. Things are falling around me. I don't really know what's going on. But anyway, 914-619-5267. And you can also send us messages via our social media at WJMS Radio on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Shout out to the folks watching me live on Facebook right now. Yeah, and we're going to get into the show for this evening. Well, we got rants. I'm sure you got a rant. You told me you had a rant, so I'm expecting a rant from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you got?
You should definitely expect a rant from me.
What you got?
So this week, my rant is it's not really a personal rant this week. Surprising. Mm. Give me some applause.
Oh, we turned over a new leaf in 2019. Okay, I see you.
I'm trying. You know, I'm trying. People need to learn about it. Been at the fall. But anyway. No, but my rant this week is just generalizing. It's generalized for co-signers and instigators and people that just like sprout negativity or see a negative situation and want to add fuel to the fire. People that just, you know, in the Black community, we say people that like to keep ish going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've had several encounters with a few people of that category this week, and it bothers me so much, because once the fire is finally put out by, you know, some real adults in the situation, once people decide they want to be the bigger person and actually fix the problem instead of, you know, perpetuating the problem, then there's nothing for the instigators to do, and they sitting there looking stupid. And then they want to perpetuate that behavior too. Like, oh, well, you shouldn't have did that in the first place. Like, no, actually, you were egging me on to do it. So, yeah. So, shout out to the haters and the instigators. y'all need to close y'all mouth this month, especially tomorrow, because a lot of y'all is side chicks, and y'all ain't going to be getting no gifts, no nothing. Y'all got to wait till this weekend to get y'all gifts.
He throwing shade.
Because he told you, oh, no, I got to work on Thursday, so we going to link up on the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, he took off so he can be with Beck on Thursday. Throwing shade. But that's my rant. Just keep your mouth closed this holiday season, please. That's that.
Okay. All right. I don't know how I follow that up. I don't actually have a rant. What I do have is a, you know, besides the fact that you stole my phrase, so we're not going to go there, but that's all right. I'm going to let you have it for now. But
oh, that's stolen. That's what I took. That's
He stole my.
Yours
it's not mine.
If somebody commented, it was like, oh, you didn't know nothing about that? I'm like, no, I didn't know nothing about that. Like, no. So
yeah, man. So mine's not necessarily a rant, but I do have a Fashionably Late coming up later on tonight for Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix, because what the hell was that? Like, if y'all ain't seen it, you need to go watch it, because I'm like, these white people is crazy. What is going on? Like, what is happening right now? I can't. Like, I am beside myself. I'm cracking up because, like, looking back, I'm like, yo, this is the dumbest story ever. Throw the whole family away. Like, you're all trash. Throw them away. The whole family. Ain't nobody good in none of the family. Like, none of y'all. But anyway, that Fashionably Late is coming up tonight. I'll drop that on Facebook so you guys can check it out. It's hilarious. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch it yet, just go watch Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix and just wonder why these things happen to people. Like, I don't understand how you as parents let this happen. It don't make any sense at all. But anyway, that's not my rant. I'm just doing a shameless plug for my own promotion for later on tonight. So that's what I'm going to put in place of my rant this evening, because I don't have anything to rant about. So, yeah.
Shameless plug.
Hey, man, shameless plug. I know the owner. I can do that. It's like, nah. But anyway, so we got a really, really good show for you guys tonight. I don't know if y'all caught the Grammys. Shout out to the folks watching on Facebook, including my boo. What's up, boo? How you doing over in Korea? I see you checking me out. Okay, you on Facebook now, so you trying to be cute. All right.
Anyway.
Haters gonna hate. Potatoes gonna potate. It's cool.
Shout out to you, Frank, man. I hope you're being safe over there, man. Shout out to you. Thanks for listening to the show, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm not doing The Wire, Frank, okay? I'm not going to, because I can't get through season 2 of the show. It's boring to me. Yeah, I said it. Take my black card. I don't care. The Wire is boring.
No. Hold up. We interrupt our schedule programming right now to bring you this brief minute. Let me tell you something, okay? I feel you.
Okay.
The second season of The Wire is drastically different from the show, and it's really, really tough to get through. But it's one of those things, like, you know how sometimes a movie comes out and then you got to see the prequel to understand what's going on before the next one come out? Like, that's what season 2 of The Wire is. You have to watch season 2 so that the rest of the seasons make sense. And I guarantee you, this format, the way the show is right now, it's going to completely change in season 3, and it's never going to go back. So just get through it.
Nah, man. I'm going to stick to The Blacklist. I'm watching The Blacklist, and I'm hopelessly addicted to it.
Season 3 and season 4 of The Wire is probably the best, like, television, like, in a long time. I'm serious. There are shows that
I feel like y'all hyping it up, and I'm going to be disappointed. Like, y'all really hyping it.
No, we are not hyping it up. You ain't even met Snoop yet. You ain't even met Marlo. Like, come on.
I don't know who these people are.
Get through season 2 with the white people, and you will be okay.
I mean, I'm bored because I'm like, I feel like I'm watching a TV show about people making phone calls on a payphone. Like, what is this about? What is happening? But anyway, I'm a try to get through The Wire because I only watched one season and I feel like I did a disservice. So let me finish and then I'm going to get to it. But whatever, that's not what we even like. It's not even what we hear about. It's not even what we hear talking about. We're supposed to be talking about the Grammys.
I stand for The Wire, Jay. I'm sorry.
Whatever, I'll get to it. Anyway, the Grammys. If y'all didn't see the Grammys on Sunday, I mean, I feel like y'all didn't miss much, but you miss a little bit. Like, you know, it's like, maybe I should have watched it. Maybe not. Like, I don't know. But there were some good things. There were some bad things, for sure. I don't know. What do you want to start with? Because there's, like, several highlights that we could talk about. What do you want to go to start with?
We can run through, you know, the show from top to bottom. I mean, it will make sense to start out with the host. Okay. 51st Annual Grammys was the other night, hosted by Alicia Keys. I was surprised at that pick because, I don't know, I just feel like they don't typically pick people like her caliber. You know what I mean? Like, it's always the person that's currently hitting or the person that has something going on, like getting ready to happen. And she ain't really, I don't want to say she ain't been relevant, but people tried to blackball her and push her out of the spotlight for some time now. So for her to be the host, I thought it was amazing. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it one time in this show, and then I hope that I'll have to repeat it. I love Alicia Keys to death. I really, really do.
Uh-oh.
But Shorty was on something. I don't care what nobody say. She was on something. It wasn't just the high of the spirit of life. Shorty's whole demeanor, her even the tone of her voice, was completely different. Maybe she was exhausted, and that's just, you know, the delirious silliness of how you are when you're tired sometimes. I even give it that. But she definitely wasn't herself throughout the beginning of the show. Like, her moves sort of changed after she performed. So maybe she was just nervous. But, like, old girl was acting like somebody that was on something or coming off of something the whole first half of the show. Like, I was worried. I wasn't. Nope. I love Alicia, but she didn't look right.
I mean, so, like, here's the thing. I feel like appearance is everything on these types of shows. Like, it doesn't really matter what you say, what you do. If they're going to be like, oh, my God, did you see what she had on? And, like, all the memes is going to be, like, all about your outfits. And I felt like right. She showed up in, like, the scarf. And, like, I get it. I'm all for the no makeup thing. Like, I'm all for that. But I felt like the scarf was, like, I don't know, like, she looked like she just came out of Walmart or something. Like, I don't know, I just feel like for the Grammys, you gotta, like, you know, you gotta come correct for the Grammys. I don't think the scarf did her justice. Like, Alicia Keys is absolutely stunningly beautiful, with or without makeup, period, end of story. But I feel like that scarf didn't do her any justice. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she could have did something different. And I know she was trying to go for the Afrocentric theme and, you know, like, the down-to-earth type theme, which I guess maybe went with her demeanor, if you will. But I don't think it did her any justice. Like, cookout. Exactly. She looked like she came from going to a cookout. Like, she just finished making the potato salad and she about to stroll outside to the patio with it right now, put it on a table, and we about to start eating. Like, and we're going to bless the food and everything. Like, that's what she looked like. I'm like, I don't feel like you're here to host the Grammys. Like, and I will say, yeah, I agree. Like, her whole, I was kind of bored in the beginning. Like, I just felt like she was like, it just felt off. Like, you're right. It felt different when I was watching her, like, introduce everything. I'm like, this is kind of like whacktastic, you know, right now. Like, what's up? Like, why is she so chill?
It felt like she was trying to get us. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, this was like the black girl that could hang out with the white people and hang out with the black folks too. And the white folks sent her to go get the black people coming to the party. She's like, hey, y'all, this
the party's
cool.
About to
come
start
on.
In a few, like, minutes. Like, come on down. Yeah. No, but no. I mean, I think overall, like, you know, I've seen folks say that she shouldn't have hosted. I think she did a good job hosting. Don't get me wrong. You know, and like,
oh, yeah,
she killed it with the pianos. Like, the dueling pianos thing was crazy. Like, she just, like, just in case y'all forgot why my name is Alicia Keys, I'm going to go on ahead and play two pianos at the same time. Need I remind you? I was like, like, it was crazy. That was dope. That was cool.
Bro, and it wasn't even the first time she's done that in a performance.
No, but it was cool.
Like, she is so dope. Like, she definitely had to remind us right quick. Like, do y'all know who I am?
Like, I don't think y'all remember why I'm here. Like, and I thought that was dope.
Yeah, I thought that was really dope. But she didn't even do, like, all her, like, just her joint. Like, I'm sorry. I need her cover to LMA Boot Up. I need that.
I think that'd be dope. Yeah, that would be kind of dope.
Mastered, send that to me directly. I need that.
Like, she need to jockey that right quick, real quick.
Like, I need that. Like, if I any other cover before, her voice sounded amazing singing that, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely did. She sounded great. But let's talk about, so I want to throw a little bit of shade real quick, and then I'm gonna put the sunlight back out. So when the show started or whatever, you know, she brought the four other women out, right? I could identify who they all were fairly quickly, except for one. It was like, and I didn't see the pre-show or nothing like that, so I didn't have any inkling of who it might be. But it was easy to identify. All right, Lady Gaga, JD Pinkett Smith, you know, her. And then it's like tall as she is, Michelle Obama. You could tell us it's Michelle Obama. Like, you know her stature. And then I'm like, who this
and,
chick?
And
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, who that chick at the end with the big old church hat? Like, who is that? I couldn't tell. I swear to God, I could not tell who that was at the end of the line until they, like, pan the camera around to her and she started talking. I was like, oh, it's Jennifer Lopez. Why she got that big old church hat on? Half the time, you couldn't see nothing from, like, her nose up. I was like, who is that? Who the heck is that, like, on the stage with them? It was funny. I was like, I feel really bad saying this, but I literally couldn't identify Jennifer Lopez until they came up and, like, really put the camera on her and got up under her church hat shadow. Because I was like, yo, can we shine a light up under there? Who is that? Like, who's this mystery person? And she's like, you know, girl from the Bronx. Da-da-da. I was like, oh, Jennifer Lopez. Oh, all right. Okay. But it was just, like, so random. But I was, like, I was hyped when Michelle Obama came out because I'm like, you just saw the way the crowd, like, responded to her. Like, no matter what she was saying, the crowd was, like, cheering. She's like, all right, y'all, you know, we got a show to do. I was like, yes, tell them, Michelle. Like, I know I'm Michelle, but you got to chill because I'm Michelle. Like, I loved it. I loved it. Anyway, I'm a big fan of Michelle Obama.
Her presence is definitely, like, so dope. But I don't know. I saw a little bit of the pre-show. I didn't get a chance to watch all of the pre-show, but I saw a little bit of the pre-show. So I saw J-Lo when she was, like, on the, you know, red carpet getting interviewed or whatever, and they were, like, mad salty because they were trying to get A-Rod to come over there, and he wasn't with it. But I saw her already, so I knew when they did the silhouette, and I seen that big old hat again, like, oh, okay, that's who that is. Like, I get it. But, like, I don't know. Like, for me, J-Lo has always been, like, this lingering thing that I just feel like mainstream is always trying to push in our face, like, this is the ethnic leader, this is, you know what I mean? Oh, she's the go-to. When the black people say no, she's the representative. Like, it is just, it always bothers me when they do that because, like, they always pair up African-Americans and Hispanics as the same. And, like, we're not. We have similar plight. You know, we party together, all that other stuff, and have similar cultures, but we're not the same. So, like, when you have a leader for the Hispanic community and a triumph for the Hispanic community, that's for the Hispanic community. That don't just count for the Hispanics and us, too. Like, you can't do that. And it's the same thing with black people. When we have a triumph or we have something that's successful, we can't then say, oh, well, the Hispanics, they, you know, it's the same for them. Like, you can't do that. Like,
so you
and a
think
lot of times, I just feel like
they trying to make her like the beacon, like the joiner of the two to try and join us together and be like, we can't give you a real black person. We'll give you Jennifer Lopez to kind of represent you for a little while. Got you.
Right.
I mean, that makes sense.
And
yeah.
Then I was looking at, like, okay, like, I'm loving how much popularity and exposure Jada Pinkett Smith has been getting as of late. The show she has on Facebook with her mom and her daughter is amazing. I catch it as often as I can. Shout out to her. Big up to her and her black girl magic. So, like, I was, you know, I love the fact that she was there. Her and Michelle Obama, to me, just fit there. And, like, I guess Lady Gaga was the representative for, you know, the Caucasian America and the weirdos and, like, that whole sort of thing.
Why she gotta be the weirdo? Like, you the people she talking about.
No matter how many dresses she puts on, no matter how glamorous or how beautiful they make Lady Gaga, she still represents for all the people who they call straight. I'm not saying they're weirdos. I'm saying the outcast, the outsider. She always stands for those people, the little guys, every time. And I appreciate her for that. So, like, her presence even made more sense. J-Lo, then, like, when I broke it down that way, I was like, oh, okay, so I guess J-Lo was just, like, the little Puerto Rican girl. Like, cool, that works.
J-Lo, like, is a recording artist. Like, she's an artist. She does music. Like, J-Lo has hits. Waiting for Tonight. Whoa. Hello. Like, come on.
J-Lo has music. We can argue about whether they hit or not, okay?
See, you a hater. Like, you just a hater. Like,
I'm not a hater. Listen, let me tell you something. I love J-Lo. I've loved J-Lo since Selena, all right? I'm one of the Dreamin' is in my title playlist favorites and all that. So, leave me alone. I love J-Lo.
You sound like somebody's like, I'm not racist. I got a best friend who's black or white. Like, that's what you sound like. I don't hate J-Lo. I listen to Dreamin'. Like, come on, man. Like, stop now. I can't.
I can be a fan of a person and understand where their downfalls are. Or, like, understand, like, yeah, you good. You're not the greatest of all time. You just dope, and I like you. But, like, stay in your lane. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like she... It ain't her fault because she don't, like, not like she does it. You know, they just kind of always put her in this light like she's supposed to be this, you know, huge star and, like, all these accolades. And I don't think she deserves a lot of them. That's just me. Like, you can mesh her albums together and, like, I couldn't pull, like, oh, this hit was from that album and this and that and that. Like, every now and then she has a dope, catchy song. every now and then she has a music coming out. Every now and then I see the music video. Like, I don't know. I just feel like she's always overhyped. Like, even when they were talking about her butt, like, oh, the J-Lo booty. Like, I never thought that Joan was that crazy. Like, it's cool, but she ain't got, like, the jiggly badonkadonk, like, some of the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't want to say she's overrated, but I just feel like she's definitely overhyped.
So if J-Lo came and rubbed her booty up on you, you wouldn't be all for it?
Excuse me?
Did I stutter? You heard me.
How dare you? Okay?
I'm just
saying. There's a lot of booties that I would rub on that are celebrities. That don't mean them Jones is thick and fat, okay?
I can't. I don't even know why I talk to you sometimes. I really don't know why I talk to you. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm vulgar, Jay. Like, why would you say something like that?
Because it's true. You're trying to. So, like, here's the thing. Like, just like. What did he say? What was it? Dag, man. Somebody. I can't remember who the heck it was. Now, it's kind of important in my story. But I was trying to say, you know, the same way people talk about, like, you know, well, this person didn't deserve that award. This person didn't deserve this award. Like, music and art and stuff like that is, you know, and it's kind of like an objective, subjective type thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a spectator sport where it's like, you know, I scored this many baskets. I ran this many yards. I did this many things. It's like, do you or do you not like this? You know, so it's super, it's kind of, I forget, is it objective or subjective? Whatever. Objective. It's an objective type of platform where it's like, you know, what something, what you may think is basic or what you may think is, you know, not great, somebody may love. You know, somebody may be like, I can't get enough of this. Same reason why mumble rap is popular. People like who don't like mumble rap are like, why? And people who love mumble rap are like, yo, it's so unique. It's so interesting. It's so great. That just goes to show you, like, what you hate is something that somebody else might love. So, you know, regardless of how you feel about Jennifer Lopez, you know, and her ability to, what you say, like, make a hit, the bottom line is she's an artist. She's a performer. And there's all kinds of different calibers of artists and performers all sitting in that audience for the Grammys because they're there to celebrate music regardless. So, yeah, that's my little spiel on Jennifer Lopez. I'm not saying she's overrated, underrated, or any rated. I'm just saying she is an artist and she deserves to be there like everybody else. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. And, like, you know, like, I was thinking about this prior to us getting on air. Like, when artists win, like, Grammys and awards and different stuff like that, like, you can't take that from them. Like, all right, you may not personally like it or think that they deserve that Grammy or you thought that somebody else should have won, but they did win, and they do have a Grammy, and respect them that they have that Grammy. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a perfect segue to talk about another Grammy winner last night, Cardi B. People have been talking about her rigorously since the Grammy. And at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm one of the people who's in opinion and think, yeah, she deserves it. But then when I looked at the category of artists that was in there, like, I do think someone else may have been more deserving than her, in my opinion. But that's my opinion. I'm one person in the masses. We do radio. So it's very clear to us that we may not like something, but there's something that's out there that a million and one people on the other side are liking. So we have to play it, or we have to understand it and respect it and be a part of it. So, like, with, you know, applying it to J-Lo, like, I respect her, and I think she's some dope stuff. I'm not personally that involved as other people are. But when you talk about these awards, you know, it's the same as, like, movie awards and Academy Awards and stuff. Like, they're voted on by producers and managers and industry heads and people and peers. They're not really voted on by us. Like, we vote, but not to the degree that, you know, those people do. So, therefore, they're being recognized by their peers, and that's a celebration of the recognition of from their peers, and we just get to see it. You know what I mean? So it's not really like when people say, oh, like, she had the biggest album of the year. Like, yeah, according to the industry, based on the people that worked on it, based on all the producers and stuff that she worked with and how it came together, yeah, that's what those people thought. It's the same as, like, you know, I just made the example, but, like, in movies, like, if you ever look at backstage featurettes and behind the scenes and different stuff like that, you'll always see the actors bigging up these people who we have no idea who they are. The guy that held the scaffold, the dude that holds the boom mic, the cameraman, you know what I mean? Like, they're the ones who the actors and the performers and the people that we see and give all the credit to, they're the ones that they appreciate. So then the Grammys is their chance to, you know, bring that appreciation back. So it's dope. You know, it's just another one of those things where we create an opinion for it, and it really doesn't matter.
So I want to swing over real quick to Twitter world, because J. Cole put a tweet out that I thought was kind of like he's been tweeting all night about the Grammys, but he put he just said, I went through a lot of heartbreak the first half of my career, maybe even longer, because deep down I needed that validation that I thought the awards could bring. But yeah, I mean, it's basically like these awards don't validate who you are as an artist. So like, yeah, you didn't win the Grammy. Yeah, you didn't win this. You didn't win that. It doesn't mean you didn't work hard on your album. It doesn't mean you didn't deserve it. It doesn't mean you didn't like put in as much work as anybody else. It literally just means that in the popularity contest, you didn't win, you know? So in terms of how important these, why am I echoing? Turn your volume down. The rookie radio mistakes. It's like, but in terms of, you know, how important these award ceremonies are, when you're starting out and you're a new artist, you feel like they are the end all be all, because it's like, if I could just win that Grammy, if I could just win this, you know, this award here, it lets me know I made it. But I mean, it wasn't even J. Cole. It was, who was it? It was Drake. You know, Drake was like, as soon as you have people that are willing to spend their money to come out in the snow to see your shows, as soon as you have people screaming your name when you go back home, you know, as soon as you have people that are excited to buy your album, you already made it. You know what I mean? So you can't let these types of award shows really dictate how successful you view yourself. You know, you should look at how successful you are based on how much work you put into this stuff. If you know you did a half-ass job on something, then you did a job. You know what I mean? Like, that's you. But if you knew you worked hard, right, and you know that you put your all into something, then you should walk away from that knowing and feeling proud, regardless if you get a Grammy, Emmy, Oscar, or any of the above. Like, you put your all into it. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. Like, they always tell us it doesn't matter what other people think. And then we put these award shows together that are literally all about what other people think. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Like,
right.
Time out.
Like, huh? Like,
yeah, like, wait. So, but I mean, how do you feel about Cardi deleting her whole entire Instagram? I feel like that was like, really? Is this necessary? I mean, yes, take your break away from social media, but she basically, and I want to talk about this a little bit more too, after we come back from the break, but like, she basically got mad about everybody giving her flack for winning Rap Album of the Year. You know, shout out to her for that. But you know, that's part of the thing. Like, that's part of it. You know, if you can't take it on both sides, you gotta, you know, it is what it is. You gotta have thick skin to be in the music industry and in any industry, really. You know, like, people are gonna be happy if you make it and they're gonna be mad if you made it, and there's no way around that. But I feel like her deleting her whole Instagram and being dramatic was just unnecessary. Like,
I don't know, people, for me, with Cardi, how I feel about her is, like, people have to understand that, like, one, she's so young. You know what I'm saying? And then two, like, she wasn't like one of these artists that was like, oh, I want to make it in the music industry and started coming from the muscle, making mixtapes and doing music and just trying to get this record deal. Like, that wasn't her MO. Like, she was, you know, doing a stripper thing. She was dating somebody, ended up on Love & Hip Hop, and then got interested in music and then went from there. You know, so like, to her, all of this stuff that's going on, like, with music and in the industry and how people are treating her based off her accolades, like, it's all new to her. Like, she don't know how to deal with all this pressure. And I'm not saying that's an excuse or a good thing, but, like, you got to imagine this ratchet young girl from Harlem who went from a stripper pole to, you know, big stage life. Like, that's an overwhelming transition and an overwhelming process. And from people constantly having something to say about every single thing she does, from her fixing her teeth to the breakup with Offset, to getting back with Offset. Some people love the dress, some people hated her dress. Like it's hard. That's just difficult. Like, she had this baby. She didn't want to show nobody her baby, because, and that was smart. I feel like that was smart on her part too, because she didn't want anybody to see her baby and make an opinion about it. You're absolutely right. Like, and to the point where she won that was her big, you know, to her, that's like a big thing. She probably cried and, you know, had a big celebration about that. And then as soon as she go to her phone, it's buzz, 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 buzz. You ain't deserve that. You should have got that. Like, nobody would hear that. Like, and with every accolade she gets, that's the same thing. I'm surprised she didn't delete her Instagram sooner.
What I'm saying. That's part of it. Like, part of it, that's the thing. Like, that's what happens when you step into the limelight. You know, as soon as you swing off the stripper pole and you stepped into the limelight, that was what was going to happen regardless. Like, and yes, you busted your ass to break yourself from that stripper role. But, like, when you step into the limelight, whether you like it or not, you're a role model. People are going to look up to you. People are going to talk to you, about you, and with you. And that's just how it is. Period. End of story. And if you can't take that, then you can't take that. But deleting your Instagram and being dramatic and whatnot is like, all right, like, okay. And then, because she's going to come back on Instagram. And she's going to come back. She's going to have the same amount of followers. And it's going to be fine. So it's like, Are you done with your tantrum yet? Like, let me know when you're finished with your tantrum and you can come back to social media world. Like, take your time out and then come on back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels pointless.
To have a tantrum, though. Like, everybody, they deserve to have that. Like, these artists, you know, when you dream and you want to make music, like, that's what the dream is. The dream isn't to be ridiculed and have people, you know, invade your privacy. Like, that's, like, granted, we know, okay, that's the norm, because us as fans can't seem to not want to delve into the personal lives of the people that we love. Understood. But that don't mean they have to deal with that. We have celebrities who don't have Instagram, who don't have Facebook, who don't stay on social media, who aren't in the limelight, like, and still make great music or great art that we enjoy, like, and we don't delve into their lives. They're just super private people, and we don't, you know what I mean? Like,
we don't delve because, like, we can't. Like, we can't. If they had that social media, we would delve. Like, that's the thing. You put out, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. What you put out is what you get. You know what I mean? If you have a social media presence, then you have to expect that people are going to be social with you and about you. Same thing goes for the people that don't have social media. If you don't have social media, okay, well, nobody's atting you and tweeting you because you don't have social media. You know, like, it doesn't necessarily mean you've perfected some art of secrecy. It just means that you haven't given people the opportunity to see into your personal life in the ways that people are used to doing. You know, like, if people want to get all up in your business, they got to stalk you old paparazzi style and be, like, in your bushes and, like, peeking through your fences and whatnot. Like, and that's your social media. Like, that's your social media. But when you have a social media account, you invite people into your personal life. And if you can't take the comments that people are going to make, you need to shut it down ASAP, because people are mean on the internet, period. Like, and well, they don't even have no reason to be. They just be hating just because they can, like, behind a keyboard and behind a screen, and they feel like they can be internet gangsters and say everything they want. You know what I mean? So that's just, that comes with the territory. That's all I'm saying, is just, it was dramatic. And as an artist and as somebody who's used to being in the limelight in one way or another, she should be used to people having something to say about her, especially as controversial as being a stripper. You know, not everybody was approving of you being a stripper. So what did you do when people said, you shouldn't be stripping, da-da-da-da-da? Like, what did you do then?
Yeah, but when she decided to be a stripper, she wasn't thinking that someday she was going to be on a Grammy stage. She was thinking, I'm broke, I need some bread, I got a fatty, I can make some money. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess this is one of those things we got to agree and disagree on. Because, like,
we always disagree on these things, because you always feel like,
you don't have to, you just don't, I don't know. I don't feel like this.
You,
like,
always she deleted think her, on that side.
She wants to be private. She knows she's married. She got a kid. She wants to switch it up. She's getting older. We watch artists mature and be like this. Look at Meek Mill.
Come on, man. When she's Meek getting Mill older. She only been in the limelight for 54 industry, minutes.
Yo, Meek's first couple years in the industry, he put everything on Instagram. Everything he bought for this person, that person. He was here. He was there. Everything was on Instagram. You look at social media now, there's a couple posts every couple days.
That's because he can't stay out of prison.
Probably not even the controller.
Anyway, sorry, I digress. I'm just saying, Meek, you know, Meek is always in prison, so he don't have time to be posting about everything. He probably got to check in with his PO.
Yeah, like, Facebook, I have, you know, that they have access to Facebook in prison, so hater.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Nicki and Cardi beef that always comes up, like, all the time, wherever we go, whatever we do. And we're going to talk about J-Lo's messy tribute to Motown, and give Tommy some more platform to talk about how J-Lo is trash. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be back on the other side.
Whatever.
Shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done, I thought you were the one, listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one, I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done, I thought you were the one, listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one, I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside.
beside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing. Thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything. Thoughts of a wedding ring. Now I'm just better off dead. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. Now watch it blow in the wind. I should've listened to my friends. Leave this shit in the past, but I wanted to last. You were made out of plastic, fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heartbreak. You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. You made my heart break. You made my heart ache. Said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point where I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. Found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me.
Welcome back to We Out Here Radio. This is your girl Jams, joined by my special co-host, favorite co-host, Mr. Tommy Flame. Come on, bro. We are right in the middle of a Grammys recap. If you missed the Grammys, they were this past Sunday. We were jumping into some discussion about Cardi B and how she can't take the heat of being in the limelight. But I want to talk a little bit about, of course, we got to bring it back to Nicki and Cardi because, like, and you know what? Shame on BET for this, because BET tried to drag Nicki Minaj in regards to Cardi winning Rap Album of the Year. Like, why BET got to be an instigator? Like, why our television show, like our series, our channel, got to be the one? Like, come on, man, BET.
Don't nobody watch BET, and BET needs, you know, some kind of content or some kind of substance so people will tune into them.
I know, but it's like, just it's aggravating.
We have streaming services like Netflix that are killing you in ratings, bro. Like,
yeah.
BET's trying.
But it's frustrating because, like, for BET to do that, it's like they always make it this thing where it's like you can only like one thing. Like, it's entirely possible to like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj at the same time. The two are not mutually exclusive, you know, like, and they try to make it so that it's like, well, look at this, Nicki, you know, you talked all this trash and now Cardi B won Rap Album of the Year over you and you didn't win. So, like, how do you feel? I feel fine. Congratulations. Like, why you gotta do this, BET? Like, that makes me angry, because it's like, it makes it so that you can't like both of them at the same time without feeling some kind of way. Like, it's aggravating. Does it? You don't have nothing to say?
No. No, I don't. Not really.
Really?
No, because, I mean, that's like, I can't stress stuff like that enough. Like, it's the Black Entertainment Television Network, and ironically, they're trying to divide people. Like,
yeah,
BET even has some stuff with them for years, and they need to get their stuff together. Like, I don't know if they don't have enough ethnic people in their camp that's running it, or it's not, you know, I don't, if something ain't clicking in their office to where they're just not connecting with people. And, like, it's sad because, you know, when you look at the BET of old, back in the day with 106 and Park and Rap City and, you know, Tavis Smiley's News and different stuff like that. Like, they had programming that you could watch. Like, I can remember coming home from school, putting BET on, and it would be on BET from the time I got home from school to the time that I went to bed, and there were shows and programs and different stuff that I enjoyed watching. A couple stuff here and there that I would, like, skip, but, like, for the most part, you know what I mean? Like, they had College Hill, and they had, like, the whole, you know, remember when BET was doing tours, and they had, like, the concerts that were going on in the different historical black college campuses? Like, you remember, like, those advertisements and stuff like that? Like, that's what we needed, and I'm guessing we didn't watch it or didn't appreciate it then, but we damn sure need it now, and it's not there. Like, MTV has better ethnic content than BET, and that's ridiculous.
Comic View on BET, coming at you 6 nights a week. Get your own phone. What? Remember that?
Yo, I'm going to tell you. So, of course, real quick, side note story. So, I'm cleaning out my grandmother's house, and of course, I found my old VCR with a whole, like, box of, like, videotapes. When I was a kid, all I used to do was record movies and music videos and, like, anything that I liked on TV, and then I would just watch it later. So, like, a lot of times, you know, tapes used to only have, like, 6 hours of recording time.
Tommy was the OG bootlegger.
So, whenever you record on a tape, you always had, like 20 minutes left over on the end of the tape, whatever, based on whatever you recorded. So, with that 20 minutes, I always recorded either Comic View or music videos. And I found all these tapes with, like, all these music videos and, like, Comic View stand-up stuff. And I got, like, old, like, comics who are, like, big now, who were, like, nobody way back then on Comic View. And, like, it was dope to watch that stuff the other day.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody listening to us on this. I'm trying something new tonight. I did a watch party on Facebook. So we got a couple different streams going on in there.
Really?
A lot of people tuned in. Shout out to everybody that's joining. Yeah. My homie Bree from Philly. My boy Mike Crimson is from Philly. Shout out to Mike. Tony Oliver Legend Campbell. Christina Hollingworth. Sean Paul Mata, whoa, bro, thank you for listening. Shout out to everybody that's going here to this watch party. There's a couple people.
We got a watch party happening. Check us out. That's pretty cool. So, I had never seen that before. I should do a watch party. Maybe that's what I should be doing.
Yeah, you should definitely do it. But anyway,
I digress.
Back to the Grammys. Real quick honorable mention before we talk about the rest of the show and Cardi and Nicki. Amazing performance from her. Her, the acronym, not just her. Her. I love her. So dope. Amazing performance from her. And Janelle Monáe. Really dope performance from Janelle Monáe. And to all the rockers out there, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Post Malone killed it. I'm not a big fan of Post Malone. I'm straight up. I don't know why. He's another one. It just keeps coming out of nowhere. And I don't know why he's coming out of nowhere, because I don't think he's that good, in my opinion. But he had an amazing performance yesterday. He had an amazing performance the other day with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So shout out to them. It was a lot of really good performances. Shawn Mendes is good. So he had a lot of good performances. So
except the J Lo Motown tribute, can we talk about how ridiculous that was? So let me tell you why I thought it was ridiculous. Like, first of all, Motown. Near and dear to all of our hearts. Like, near and dear. Like, she got up there, and there was Diana Ross, and there was, like she literally got up there. Tina Marie, like, all kinds of people that she got up there, and she sang. But, like, I don't think she was the one. Like, I don't think they needed to pick J-Lo for that. I'm sorry. Like, and you know what? Like, I just got done defending J-Lo right before the break, and I will still defend her because I still like her music. But, like, I don't think she was the one that needed to do that tribute. Like, for some reason. And then it's like she got up and she's... All right. Let me bring it back. They were supposed to do a Michael Jackson tribute on the Grammys this year. But because Michael Jackson's got all this controversy surrounding him with the Leaving Neverland documentary and all that kind of stuff, they nixed it last minute. And they brought J-Lo in to do the tribute. And Stevie Wonder was supposed to do and perform what Neo performed, but Stevie Wonder backed out and they dropped Neo in there instead. So there was a lot of last minute substitutions. So I'm going to credit a lot of the tomfoolery that happened on the Motown, tribute to that. But I'm also going to attribute to the fact that, like, she just missed the mark, like, totally missed the mark. Like, Motown, and it's not about her being Spanish. It's not about her heritage. It's not about any of that kind of stuff, because I don't think it matters what color you are if you do Motown justice. And I don't think she did justice. Like, at one point, Neo's singing on the piano, and she slides and rolls all up on the piano like a showgirl. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, Motown was classy. Like, what is this? Like, you get up on the piano and you're shaking your butt, and, like, you got the tassels and the strings and things. Like, I'm sorry. Like, half the people they did the Motown tribute to are still alive. So those people were probably sitting in the audience. I'm like, you could have got these people up on stage to perform their own stuff and then gave J-Lo a break so she wasn't running around putting on 85 outfits. Like, they could have done this whole thing differently.
You had Dolly Parton up there singing and couldn't hold near not a note that she sang.
Well, Dolly Parton's got a 60-year rep sheet. Like, she's been in the game for a while. She ain't a no spring chicken no more.
Went up there and sung, and she's 75.
Diana Ross is younger than Dolly Parton, I'm pretty sure. I think.
I'm saying you could have, the same way Dolly had Dolly Parton up there doing her tribute, and she sang some of that stuff, is the same way you could have some of these great, legendary singers from Motown up there singing it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think how it was done was wrong. J-Lo was just, because she was the centerpiece, she's the one that's getting the flack. It ain't even just her that was bad. She did the best that she could with what she had. But she just, you're right, she just wasn't the person to do it.
Yeah, like,
and you know what bothers me the most about that entire thing?
What?
Alicia Keys was right there.
Yeah, and she came up on the stage and she was there for about 14 seconds and then it was back to the J-Lo show and I was like,
Bro, but she's right there. You want to do a Motown tribute? Alicia Keys is right there. Yeah. Like, what did she say? No? Did you not want to pay her as much as you should? Like, I don't understand. I honestly feel like...
I feel like people would have been like, it was like the Alicia Keys show.
Like, even with all the tomfoolery you just explained with the Michael Jackson tribute, like, J-Lo, she should not have been that next choice. I don't think she was the first choice. I don't even think she was the second choice. And she shouldn't even have been on the list of choices. Like, I wasn't moved. I wasn't feeling it. It had no soul whatsoever. And I tried to give her a chance when I heard about it because, you know, that's city from the block. You know what I mean? Like, but then if you look at the history of the Motown sound, there were race wars going on around that time. Black people fighting for equality, Hispanics were fighting for equality. Two different fights. We weren't mixing then. They were trying to get their La Bamba music going while we were trying to get our Motown sound over.
I mean, but I feel like they could have brought Boyz II Men up there and did Motown Philly as a Motown tribute and been done with it, and that probably would have been better than J-Lo's whole performance. Motown Philly back again. Oh, that was a good performance. That was a good tribute. Thank you. And, like, everybody would have been fine.
As old as they are, Homeboy could have still been up there with the cane and it would have been a great performance.
Yeah, man. There was so many artists that I'm like, you could have did better. And I feel bad because, you know, J-Lo she's an incredible performer. Like, she can perform, but I just don't think that a J-Lo performance is what was needed for a Motown tribute. Like, not when all of the classics who sang those songs are in the audience. Like, they could have came up. Like, you could have had, you know, a whole bunch of them people come up. Like, Smokey Robinson was up there with her. You know what I mean? Like, you could have brought up any number of artists who would probably have loved the opportunity to just get back up there and hit the keys one more time, or, you know, hit the microphone one more time, like, just for giggles. You know, like, and that would have been dope. Like, even if they didn't sound awesome, it would have been cool to see all of those Motown people back on stage together reuniting for a tribute like that. That would have been dope. But I feel like J-Lo's performance was just tacky.
Would have, though. You know, they would have sounded awesome, though. Like, some of these Motown artists are still touring.
I know.
So they must have had some.